WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We're in the middle of our 2013 Spring Fun Drive, and Dustin and Phil are in the studio with me. Dustin, thank you for Party of One. Phil, it's good to see you here on the radio. Oh, yeah.
Hi.
I didn't really want to hear you. I just said
That's
I wanted
okay.
to see you.
You don't have to listen. No, wait, you do have to listen.
Yes, yes.
Hey, it's great. Alan, I've known you for a while now, and you've been a volunteer for WRIR for a long time, too.
Since 2005, oh, our very first fun drive.
Really?
Yes.
I was wow. There. You guys are really...
I did sound out of the trunk of my car for the first time. No, I'm not kidding.
Okay. I agree. I just think it's incredible, you know? Actually, I did my band did a...
Noble Chicken.
Yeah, Noble Chicken.
That's how we met. I think I recorded a couple cuts for you guys,
That's
and you
right.
put them on your CD.
That's right. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Way, way back.
I forgot to thank you for that, like 7, 8 years ago, so appreciate it.
Well, no time like the present.
Thanks.
I've got to tell you, I almost wrecked my car with excitement driving over here listening to you guys with your high energiness.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. You couldn't have sued me for it, though.
I'm celebrating my 95th birthday today.
Yay! Happy birthday. You don't look a day over 70.
Well, I'm lying.
Oh.
I'm only 71, and it's not my birthday.
Oh.
But I was going to do a tribute to the late Alvin Lee, mm-hmm. But that tribute is sitting on my desk. So I got some other – fortunately, I carry a giant, massive pile of music around with me everywhere I go.
Just randomly?
Yeah. I mean, I'd do that even if I wasn't a DJ. So – So, in honor of your lively spirit, we're going to start off with some Bob Marley here.
Appreciate it.
And if you haven't already heard, the number to call is 804-622-9747 or donate online at wrir.org.
Reggae. I've got to admit, times were a little rough, but I didn't let that stop me from playing my stuff.
Who's that?
Papa John Creech. He used to play violin. I mean, the fiddle.
The fiddle
with
fiddle
Jefferson Airplane, and later went on to some Hot Tuna, which I'm going to be working on in just a second. I'll be back to explain some more about that. And just, wow, Phil fills you in.
I'm going to fill you in. That was some good Papa Creech there. Actually, I have one of his albums where a bunch of people are doing different things and everything. He's a guy that people love to collaborate with in the early 70s. That's for damn sure. Anyway, this is the WRER Fund Drive. So, make your donation, 622-9747, because you want to hear Alan play music every week, don't you? Every week on the New Breakfast Hob, 1 o'clock, 1 to 3, you get to hear this gentleman come in here and play some music for you. And he's going to find the cuts that you're not going to find anywhere else, and that's just the way it is. Isn't that right, Alan?
That is the honest truth, man.
That's honest truth.
I scour the
globe.
Yes, and I'm not talking about the web. Sometimes it's very dusty and musty in the places.
Yeah,
where
you're like Kane from Kung Fu. You actually walk the earth, solving, helping people, and finding good vinyl and records.
No, I'm more like the Quantum Leap guy that goes back in the past and fixes the mistakes so the future is a better place.
I like that. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
Actually, that might not be true, but a true story is, you know where I found that Ohio Players vinyl
where?
That we just heard?
Where?
I found that in a trash can outside on a street nearby here in a pile of other records, along with some Herb Alpert and some other things that I played on the air. Yeah.
Man.
That's how dedicated I am. If I see a pile of records in a trash can,
I'm diving in,
you know?
Well, you know, that's funny that you, while you were playing the Ohio Players, I was like, man, Alan and I, we play similar, like some good, like you like a little bit of funk.
Oh, I love the funk.
And you like doing the prog rock sometimes. You like doing the kraut rock sometimes. You're just all over the map.
Well, you know, genres are...
I know, they're labeling, I mean,
how can you like only one kind of music?
I like that.
And this show is kind of representative of that. We've got shows that cover all the genres, so my show is sort of like a best of everybody's show, sort of.
And, you know, having the word breakfast in there, and I do the breakfast blend, we're kind of similar snobs when it comes to that.
Yeah, except the weird thing about it, the very ironic, one of the many ironies is, my show is titled The New Breakfast Snob because I originally started at 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
That was my first time slot, so I kept the name from that show. But my mix of music is very egalitarian. Mm-hmm. It's a very broad and inclusive mix.
And you know what? I think people actually sleep later now on Saturdays, so they wake up and they go, oh, I'm ready for some new breakfast right now. So I think you're the cause of that, people sleeping in.
No, I think alcohol is responsible for that.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Why don't we talk about the fund drive a little bit? We need to get some money here. James, one of our board members, actually said we're at 52 donors right now. And we started the fund drive at 5 o'clock yesterday, 5 p.m. And by the end of Saturday for our last drive, we had 80 donors. So our goal right now is to get 28 more donors and then some so we can beat our old record by the end of this evening. Not by the end of the show, but let's say, what if we get 8 donors to start right now?
That would be awesome.
By the end of this show.
One every 15 minutes and we're rocking.
One every 15 minutes. And you have three ways to do that. You can go to WRER.org and you can click the donate button there and donate online, or you can give us a call at 622-9747, and operators are standing by and they'll take your donation. And the final way is to come on down to 1621B West Broad Street. We got a lot of friendly faces in here.
And food.
And there's some food definitely still left over from lunch today. So come on down, donate, get to know your DJ, shake our hands, hug people, not hug some other people, however you want to do it. But the important thing is that we're going to try to get 28 donors by the end of today and 8 by the end of the show.
For $50, you get a hug from Phil. For $60, you don't get a hug for Phil.
Right. Yeah, what do you got coming up next?
This is a little bit on the predictable side, but this is a unreleased.
Wait, you just threw me on that.
Well,
okay, sorry. Go ahead.
We were talking about Grace Slick before I got on the air, and of course the volunteers came up, and this is an all volunteer run station, and I recently scored a Jefferson Airplane live album from Fillmore East 69 recording.
Nice.
Has not been released until I think it came out in 2007, 2008. RCA finally cobbled it together. It's a double record set, and it's got some really cool live performances by the Airplane.
Is it a combination of a various live performances?
No, it's two nights at the Fillmore.
Oh, awesome.
In 69 when they were at their peak.
I know, that's like juicy right there.
Yeah, and of course, the song Volunteers is
yes!
on there. So we're in
Can
honor-
I say that I requested it?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I requested that.
And this is dedicated to every single volunteer that helps keep this station on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all volunteer powered. Jefferson Airplane is going to sing a song for all of us.
Yay!
Hey. Six two two, 9747.
Volunteer your funds.
Dancing down.
That was amazing.
That was Stephen Stills and Neil Young and the Stills Young Band from 76, the album Long May You Run. They managed to hold it together for one record. And, of course, the title track is turned out to be a classic Neil Young song, but there's some other great songs on that.
That's a good noodle doodle at the end. You can hear the, like, ding, kind of sound on the guitar.
Apparently it was just like kind of spontaneous. I mean, it's a blues. They just they did in 12/8 time, and the title of the song was 12/8 Blues.
Really?
Yeah. Before that, we heard Bow-Legged Woman and Knock-Kneed Man from Hot Tuna from Hopcorv. That was another 1976 release on Grunt, which was Jefferson Airplane / Starship's own proprietary label for a while. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Volunteers from Jefferson Airplane featuring Papa John Creech, who we heard earlier, on stage with them at the Fillmore East Live in 1969.
It's like a spider web of musical awesomeness.
Man.
Isn't it? Because we're capturing listeners by that.
My head is like full of cobwebs, is what you're saying, in a really nice way.
No, because there's a spider in there lurking, and it's going to wrap you up in some kind of silk thread any second now.
Dude, that's so webular.
You could go online on the web at WRAR.org and donate. Wow, how's that for segue? And you know what? Actually, thank you, Holly, for your donation. She called, she donated in time, but between us blabbing at you the last time and this time. And so that brings us up to 27 donors so far, and that means we need – or I'm sorry.
29.
I'm sorry, 53 donors 50, so far.
Oh, yeah.
We need 27 more to make it to the 80 mark this evening. And what better way to entice you than how about this for a special premium? We do have the levels at $50. You get the T-shirt.
That is a cool-looking T-shirt.
Actually, it really is. It's designed
by... That's the first time I've seen it in person.
Every spring, we do a T-shirt design contest. You guys know this. And this year's this spring's winner was Mitchell Kraft. And it's a silver color shirt. And it basically has this like a ballet woman or something on the cover being held up by a dozen or so birds. It's just really kind of really makes you kind of think.
It's kind of like the way music makes my soul take flight.
There you go. Exactly. That means it makes you kind of uplifts you, and it kind of brings you to the place where you need to be in order to keep living. So anyway, that's at the $50 level. But at the $100 level, not only do you get the T-shirt, but you also get a reusable grocery shopping bag. That's a large size grocery bag made of recycled material. It's a wonderful art illustration on the front. But also the incentive is you also would win the first person to donate $100 before the end of this show. And you must call and pay by credit card or walk into our studio with $100 and you receive all of the regular premiums plus tickets to Martin Sexton on the 16th of March at the Jefferson. Tickets for you and a guest. And we'll add your name to the will call list. Tell them WRAR sent you. So you have to be the first person to donate $100 by the end of the show. And you must call and pay by credit card or, like I said, walk into 1621B West Broad Street, donate $100, get those tickets, get the swag, and also come and get something to eat.
Yes, and while you're mentioning that, I want to tell you that broadcast of WRIR is sponsored in part by Tio Pablo Taqueria, tacos, tostadas, and more, all gluten-free, 1703 East Franklin, and on the web at Tio Pablo Tacos, that's T-I-O-P-A-B-L-O, tacos.com.
That's what we're eating right now in the kitchen.
Yeah, so come on down to 1621 and get that. And as Phil mentioned earlier, my show, the show title, The Breakfast Knob, is a holdover from my original time slot. Mm-hmm. For many years, this spot was held down by one of Richmond's true walking encyclopedias of musical knowledge, Buzzy Lawler.
Yes.
And this here CD is one that Buzzy gave to me personally. Aww. And I do owe Buzzy a great debt for some of the wonderful knowledge and that music that he has imparted to me. So I hope he's out there listening. And this song goes out to Buzzy. This is Mata Hubal.
6229747.
And that was Alan Parsons from 1978's Pyramid with Can't Take It With You. Before that, Al Green did Got to Be More, Take Me Higher from a Best Of compilation. And we started it off with Mott the Hoople, Born Late 58 from their album titled The Hoople, released in 1974 on Columbia Records. It's 145 at WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond. And I'm here with Phil. We're raising funds for...
Funding.
That's we're putting the F U N.
Uh huh.
And not that's the root word of funk. If you didn't.
Oh, I know.
Yes,
because it's on the one.
Actually, it's coming up on the two.
But. Oh, it is coming up on the two. Hey, you know this is the touching part of the program, right now, Alan. When you tell us why you like to come in here every week and DJ for the audience.
Well,
Sorry.
If you really want to get, you really want to tug at the heartstrings, I'll level with you. Back in 2005, when I was still doing sound here, I was a sound engineer to start with for about the first year or so.
I remember
I did not have a show of my own. Yes, we talked about that earlier. And circumstances being what they were, they didn't work out so well for me, and I found myself I was supposed to be in here to do a show, and instead I was. On life support in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, you know, I would much rather be on the radio than where I am now. And it really, I didn't have a lot going on then. And I said, you know, please get me out of here so I can get back on the air.
Yeah.
And when I got out, obviously I survived. And
yes, it's obvious, and thank goodness.
And I lived long enough. One of my dreams ever since I was a kid was to be a DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I sat in the new breakfast stop. The original breakfast stop was a mentor of mine when I was a young man.
Uh-huh.
In Utah, had a show called The Breakfast Snob that aired on a little indie station in Park City, Utah. They played mostly like religious music of an obvious faith that I won't get into now. But in the morning, they couldn't find anybody to come in on Sunday mornings and do the show there. Everybody was sort of busy doing the church thing.
Yeah.
So he came in and he did like, he would play like The Residents and Tuxedo Moon and The Clash and Gary Numan and stuff. And he kind of got me into the radio scene. And when I finally got my own show, it just by coincidence, it was the same time slot as my friend Michael Hawksworth. I wish I could find him. I've looked all over the net.
Uh-huh.
So I named my show The New Breakfast Knob as a tribute to him. So being every day that I come in here and do a radio show is not only like a truly life-affirming event, but it's also a tribute to people that have helped me along the way through good and bad and whose spirit I would like to continue, whether they're here or not.
And I think that's have you ever told anybody the history of the name of your show here?
I've done it once or twice, but I generally play more music than I do talk.
I know. But to me, it's like it's so enlightening. And actually, that the music that you play on your show, I think, reflects that. And you know that. And I think it's really interesting for me. This is the first time I've heard that story from you, Alan, and it's just like it really is a beautiful thing to be able to come into a radio station and share the music of and share the mentorship that you listened to when you were younger and said, man, that's really an inspiration to me. I really want to be a DJ as a result of that. And by damn it, I was on life support, but I need to get back into that radio station, you know, and then it happens. And then you're creating music, and I know I've already seen this by the younger people that come in here and go, yeah, I want to DJ and stuff like that. And then they start DJing. You're passing that torch along of independent radio, and Richmond Independent Radio is such a great platform for that, for people like you, for people like me, for people like, I'll just say Jamie Barnett, who's a youngster, and she has her own show 3 to 6 in the morning on Saturday or Sunday mornings, speaking of New Breakfast Sauce, and she loves it. I mean, it's just one of those things that she's got that energy to be up that late or early, depending how you look at it, to come in and share her spin on what her musical tastes and expressions are, just as you are doing now. And that's what WRER is about, is it's your station to see that kind of growth in Richmond and the musical inspiration that we kind of bring to you. And we need your support in order to keep it going. We got to keep the lights turned on. We got to keep the heater on in the winter and the air conditioning on in the summer. So you could call 622-9747 and make your pledge tonight, today, whatever time of day it is. We're looking to get 80 by the end of the day. We have 27. It looks like 28. And so it looks like we're getting some donations now, but we could always use more support. So WRAR.org, click donate, or 622-9747. What do you got there?
You've not even finished speaking about the support that we be needing when the support be rolling in, man.
Yeah.
I want to thank Holly Rode and Robert Follick for calling up. Actually, I'm not sure if they called or they came in or what, but they have helped us. They've kept us on the air. We are rolling. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
And thanks in part to Holly and Robert. And our new total so far for the day is $4,552.
Wow, that's a great amount. We've done we're doing really well. I think it's really, really great. We're doing it right on target, man.
We're going to keep on rocking here. It gets 9 minutes to 2 o'clock. I'm going to do a couple older songs, maybe. And then when we come back at 2 o'clock, I'm going to explain some more of my personal connection to WRIR and how you, too, can be involved. And
stay tuned.
Just the beautiful web of life to continue Phil's spider metaphor.
There you go.
Why do all my songs have these slow starts?
622-9747.
That's why.
yes, you can, she said. Come on back with me for a while. We're gonna go across the Jupiter Sea and see all your people one by one. We gotta help your people out right now. That's why I'm doing it all about. Yeah, yeah, babe, I've come along. Yeah, I've come along. Yeah, I've come along.
Aretha Franklin, Thank. And I just wanted to say that when I saw Phil sit in here, I had to thank, and I was thinking, man, I'm so glad to see this dude, because he is, like I said, we go way back.
Yeah, man.
It is 2 o'clock at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. And before Aretha Franklin, we heard an unreleased cut from Jimi Hendrix called Hey Baby, New Day Rising, from the semi-official release Valleys of Neptune, which is kind of, I don't know if that.
Is that his last one before, like, when he's recording at the time or something?
No, it fell off a truck on the back of the internet.
That was my fourth guess.
Yeah, I was looking at his official discography, and it's not listed on there. So,
ooh, that's that high secret. Kind
of thing. Yeah. Anyway, and of course, we heard the Alan Parsons Project before that. Wow. You know,
wait a second. Ding ding. Part two of getting to know your DJ, Alan.
Well,
what were you gonna say?
I was going to say that one of the great things about being a DJ here, yep, is all the people you get to meet in person and online, and you know, musicians, listeners. One of the things that really makes my day is when I play something that's kind of obscure, and somebody will call up and they'll say, "Who was that?"
Yeah.
And I feel like I've done my job, you know, because I've turned somebody on to someone else's work, you know. Because musicians work really, really hard at their music. It's not. Especially the farther back in time you go, the more work was involved in it.
Right.
I mean, and they sweat blood and tears into their. I'm not going to play that band.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
you know the 80s show is coming up next. So.
but you know, and to get it out there, and for somebody to hear it, I know from a firsthand experience that means a lot to the artist who get played here. And I was fortunate enough that I was playing an artist who I stumbled across on a promo kit by the name of Carrie Grace. And she wrote a thank you note to me, and we exchanged a few emails. And 18 months later, we had a CD out together.
That's amazing.
And she's still putting out some music, so I've got a new cut from her latest EP. And then I'm going to play a cut from the CD that we did together.
Ooh, a little double shot.
And later on, I've got some songs from artists who have communicated with me and sent me their work.
Yeah.
And who, you know, it's hard to get airplay. Most of the commercial radio stations are dominated by the same playlists that are generated in corporate offices.
Mm-hmm.
Far away.
Absolutely.
Here, every DJ gets to select their own music.
DJs are you know, you were saying how the musicians work hard. Our DJs, you said that you had a show all lined up, which you'll be playing next week. But
yeah,
because
Alvin Lee tribute.
Alvin Lee tribute. So the thing is, it's like DJs are like curators of music. You know, it really is. We curate a collection of music to play every 2 hours a week. And you know, not only the musicians work hard, but you work hard. I work. Well, I don't work as hard. You know, I just kind of.
But I get up earlier, though.
I get up early.
That counts a lot.
And I do, like, I mean, I have an idea of what I'm going to play. But the point is, it's like, we not only are we, like, looking for those hard to find tracks like that Hendrix cut, but also we're open to the new music that comes out there. And people approach us, musicians approach WRAR, and they go, hey, man, I'd really like to have this be able to play on the air. And we do our best to do that. If you are a local artist, we have a local show. And you can submit your CD there. If you're an artist from Timbuktu, or it doesn't even matter, we have world music selections, we have jazz, we have rock, we have AAA, and we just have everything here, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it was great. A guy that's communicated with me directly by the name of Sam Page, who I hope to be working into the show before it's over, sent a CD in, and I was checking out our playlist, and...
Was he getting some rotation?
He got played on Mother's Milk, which is hosted by Justin Sturgill.
Josh
Sturgill. I'm sorry, God, I get mixed up with
that. It's Dustin. A J name. It's cool.
Yeah. but he put up a little Facebook blurb, and he was like, really, really happy that his music is being played on WRIR. We are like the flagship. Yeah. Indie station. Who would have guessed that in 2005?
Talking about low power stations growing as a result of we're not, I mean, not to toot our own horn or anything, but you know, we were kind of like the flagship of low power FM independent stations across the country.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody works hard here. We're volunteers. None of us get paid. Well, I guess the way that we would get paid is through your donation. If you appreciate what this station does for you as far as culturally and intelligently, I mean, our listeners are smart listeners. And I like to think that they know that we have to keep the bills paid, and they like to do their part. I hope you guys like to do your part too, because it really is important that you show your kind of hard-earned effort towards the station as well. We'll curate the music for you. We'll invite you to come and volunteer. We also ask for your donation. So you can call 622-9747, or you could go WRIR.org. It's a lot of fun on a bone in here.
Yeah, we give you our hearts.
We do.
And soul.
I know.
And
we do. Seriously, man.
We do. This is a labor of love. And like Phil said, your donations they're not really our pay. Our pay is being able to do what we love to do.
Yeah.
That is the reward.
Absolutely.
Being here is its own reward. But without you, we couldn't have our rewards. We'd be stuck with our iPods and lonely and sad.
Yeah, and isolated from the rest of the world. This is a community radio station. And I'm not Cece.
No.
Have the tickets been given away for the Martin Sexton yet?
Oh.
You could just say no?
No.
Okay. So we still have the tickets at $100. We want somebody to call right now at 622-9747. If you were planning on donating at some point during the fund drive, now is the time, because not only are you going to get the T-shirt and the grocery bag, but you're also going to get the swag that we have here, a little extra incentive, tickets to Martin Sexton on the 16th at the Jefferson, and that's in Charlottesville. It'll be a ticket for you and a guest. You'll be on the will call list if you're the first person to donate $100 before the end of this show. You have roughly an hour to do so. You have to pay by credit card or just come on down to 1621B West Broad Street with $100 in your hand. But let's have somebody do that. Let's really kind of let's pull our pants up and let's get our wallet out and let's do it.
I'm gonna sweeten the pot a little bit because you might not know this, but all of the DJs here are also we also donate every fund drive. And I'm going to up my donation from the required 50 to $100 if somebody calls up and
gets are you saying you're going to match a $100 donation right now?
A $100 donation.
Okay.
If somebody gets you call and get those tickets, and I will double my donation to WRIR for this fund drive.
Excellent. 6229 7 53
minutes to empty out my wallet or my credit card, as it may be.
Whichever.
Okay, this song is called The Pilot, and like I said, it's by my good friend and collaborator Carrie Grace from her EP, or latest release is an EP called Constant Things.
Best thing. Hey, this is Dare Dukes, and you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio.
She's got a wonderful way that she moves to the beat, mesmerizing as she glides on her feet. Can't explain it, I don't know. But according to science, it's all about pheromones. You see, human sweat contains these itty-bitty chemicals that lure you in if your genetics are compatible. When you smell it, you lose control. These alluring chemicals are called pheromones. Bass. She's got a wonderful way that she moves to the beat, mesmerizing as she glides on feet. Can't explain it. I don't know. But according to science, it's all about pheromones. Now, enterprising marketers have put it in a bottle and they got it on the shelf and there just ain't no time to dawdle. If you want to inflame erogenous zones, cause according to science, it's all about pheromones. Oh no, here we go. She's got a wonderful way that she moves to the beat. Mesmerizing as she glides on her feet. Can't explain it, I don't know. But according to science, it's all about pheromones. 2, 3, 4.
That was Sam Page with Pheromones from his 2013 CD release, Breach. That was a self-released one, and Sam took it upon himself to get in touch with me via my Facebook page,
The New
Breakfast Snob, which you can also get in touch with me there. Before that, we heard The Ballad of Darius McCollum from Savannah, Georgia's Dare Dukes from his CD, The Prettiest Transmitter of All. Transmitter being kind of cool because we're a radio thing, and Dara is actually working on trying to get an LP station going in Savannah, and to kind of draw this whole musical web thing together.
Yes,
the really weird thing was a while back, my girlfriend was asking, we were talking about music, and she asked me if I knew a guy named Dare Dukes, and I said, well, yeah, I do. He just sent me a CD a while ago and did a ID station drop mm-hmm. for my show. And she's like, wow, I'm like good friends with him and his wife.
What?
In real life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's really cool. So
you know, radio makes us a smaller community, you know what I mean? In a way, it kind of brings everybody together. So,
well, we're a community station, and of course we're dedicated, our core focus mm-hmm. is on our community, but we sometimes forget that our reach is global.
It is.
And it just, it's so wild. Like, we'll get to, speaking of that, before that Dare Dukes song, we yep. heard Spinning Plates by Monday Machines, which is a band I was in with Carrie Grace, Andy Budge, and Dave Payne, who all live in the United Kingdom, and I've actually never been in the same room with any of them. I think I've been on the same continent with Carrie once
or twice.
At one
point, yeah, yeah.
But never the same. We've never met each other. None of the three of them have met, obviously, yeah. But I've never met them. And yet we somehow managed to record that CD. And, of course, we started off that set with a Carrie Grace solo, which features Andy and Dave, the pilot from Constant Things. And, you know, I just listening to the continuity in my head, at least, I hope that makes sense to the listener out there, just reminds me what a unique entity
yeah.
this station is,
sure.
and more stations to come just like it. And I like to think that we serve as an inspiration for other people mm-hmm. like Dare to create their own radio stations that serve their own community. And like those communities, this station can't exist without the support of the community that we are here for.
Yeah.
We make programs, we have local news programs that are dedicated specifically to Richmond issues that you won't hear on any major network because, you know, Clear Channel does not care what happens
sure.
to your local school system or your water bill. And they don't care. We do,
right.
You know. We'll tell you what's happening right here in your neighborhood. And none of that would be possible without your support.
Mm-hmm.
And Of course, you can show that support by calling 804-622-9747 or going online to our website, where you can also check out my fabulous playlist and the playlist of all my other fabulous DJs. We tend to post our songs more or less as we go. Oh, that reminds me. I should click save here, and I'm going to, while I work the computer magic here, I'm going to turn you over to Phil and let Phil try to bribe you and entice you and otherwise sweet talk you into helping us out here.
I'm good with that. Yeah, community radio, that's what we're about. This is your station. You own it. And the way you own that is calling now at 622-9747 or go online at WRAR.org and click donate. We still have those tickets for Martin Sexton. He's a singer-songwriter. He's from Syracuse, New York, and he's going to be playing in Charlottesville at the Jefferson on the 16th. And with your $100 donation by the end of this show, if you call and pay by credit card or you walk into this studio with $100, you will receive the grocery bag. It has a nice picture of a rooster on it that was designed by Mara Dovey. And you'll also get the T-shirt that Mitchell Kraft designed. Plus, you will get the Martin Sexton Sexton tickets at the Jefferson in Charlottesville. So we're still looking for that $100 donor at 622-9747. Give us a call. Show your support for the station that is really reflecting Richmond. And you know, it's all in a lot of ways to me. I've been in Richmond a while, and it's like there's always been entities in town that were media outlets. It's like Throttle Magazine was a media outlet.
The Richmond Music Journal, do you remember that?
Richmond Music Journal as well, Punchline. Yes. All of those were magazines and Slant, and they were all kind of not competing against each other, but they were all like these little zines that were coming out, and this was before the age of websites and stuff like that and blogs. So it was all these great magazines that were showing the Richmond's art and culture scene, the music scene and the news scene. And what's really spectacular to me is now that like a lot of those magazines are gone, you know, they don't exist anymore except if you find them around. But what's really interesting to me is that WRAR has kind of taken on the role of all of those. Editor of Punchline.
Oh yeah.
And founder of Punchline, Liz Humes, here at WRAR. CC, who used to write for Throttle, here. Did you used to do Richmond Journal stuff?
Maybe? No, but I used to make their top 10 list every once in a while.
He used to make the top 10 list here.
For bands I wasn't in.
Because he was making it up. So, but anyway, the point is it's like Richmond has always had this like wonderful pulse of culture and music that all you had to do was just kind of reach out there at some media outlet and you were able to put your finger on it and you were able to feel what Richmond was about. And I think WRAR is doing that and has been doing that strong for many years now. And in order for us to keep doing that, we need your support, which is through financial means, of course. But, you know, we kind of pay back, give you a T-shirt and stuff. So if you want to give us a call, 622-9747, we would deeply appreciate it. I'm just saying that this station is really, really got a good vibe. It's striking oil all the time, you know. Although, you know, maybe we shouldn't use oil as a.
We're not the BP of radio.
Yeah, we're not BP, that's for sure.
we're
R&R.
We're powered by steampunk, man.
Steampunk, we're steampunk.
You know, punk rhymes with funk. And
oh, you gonna bust out some funk?
I got some funny funk by one of my heroes. This is, I'm a longtime Frank Zappa fan, The Zappa, I have to be kind of careful about the Zappa songs I play on the radio.
Sometimes it gets a little whoop, whoop.
But I had some lined up for today. I'll be bringing that in tomorrow, but I'm going to get my Zappa fill in vicariously by a really kind of obscure cut by George Duke, his longtime keyboard player. George Duke, a lot of you might not know, was one of the very first innovators of using electronic synthesizers and keyboards. He branched out. He said, you know, Hammond B3, yeah, that's kind of cool, but give me some ARPs and some Moogs and let me go crazy. So his solo stuff was very very ahead of its time. He kind of broke a lot of new ground on using electronic synthesizers that we take for granted these days. And this is from one of his early, I think it was a 1974 release, solo album, and the name of the song is Funny Funk.
Hey! Thank you.
Oh,
was John Mayall and Friends doing Prisons on the Road, but Eric Clapton on guitar there and Sugarcane Harris on violin.
A young, spry Eric Clapton.
Yeah, so in the booklet that comes with that double record set that talks about the promising young talent of Eric Clapton, I think he was like 21 or 22. It was right after the Cream years. I'd have to check that out. Before that, I did have an Alvin Lee record with me. It's not the tribute I had planned, but that was Religion from 10 years after, from their 1972 album, Rock and Roll Music to the World, which features some really cool synthesizer work, very early synth work by Rick Churchill, who was, of course, their keyboard player. And was, George Duke, before that, also getting off on the early synthesizers from his 1974 release, Feel, on the Verve album, Funny
yes.
Funk. Was the name of that record. I want to tell you that broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, now featuring home delivery everywhere in the city. Details on the web at rostovs.com. And, of course, you are listening to the Fun Drive edition of the New Breakfast Knob on WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. Next week, I'll be bringing you some Alvin Lee, plus a special live in-studio appearance by The Blue and the Gray will be playing in our studio. We have a beautiful live room, which you'll hear some bands in later on.
Actually, you know what's great about that room is Anna G, who's the Tuesday morning breakfast blend. She also helps the kids with the community calendar, the weekly news and event thing that they do every week. They were just recording in there.
That's a great thing. That's a great service to the community. I hear that on my way to work and sometimes, and I'm like, wow, you know. I knew those kids when they were this big.
And now they're this big.
Yeah, so you can see that. Let me hold my fingers up to the radio so you can see.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Anyway,
hey, it sounds like there's a lot of people coming up in here and stuff. So down at 1621 B West Broad Street, there's a lot of
people. Well, the doors are open. It's open house during the fun drive. We are a public station. We are community-based, and we are here for you. You are the reason we're here.
Thanks.
Exactly.
Oh.
Not you,
oh,
Phil.
Oh, sorry. No, but you know what's amazing about that is that, and I think Dustin and I talked about this earlier, is that we are not some ivory tower station or someplace that is not accessible. We are your station. So if you were to come down here right now, you come on in. We're going to give you a tour of the building. We're going to give you a tour of what WRIR looks like, and then you'll see the reason why we have to have fun drives.
We'll make coffee. We'll give you a cup of coffee and lunch,
coffee.
Too.
Yeah. We'll show you the live studio. You could come in and check out. You could see the studio where everything happens. You can meet some of the DJs that have and the board members that really help this station kind of keep it together. So it's really impressive.
And when you hear some bands play live, you'll be amazed at how good they sound, and they can't sound that good without your help. So
right.
When you contribute, you're helping live music. You're helping keep your band. Maybe it's your band. Maybe it's your friend's band. You're supporting the local music scene as well as your community. It's just part of the beautiful web that
League
is
of Space Pirates is coming in, and I gotta say,
that's Noah's.
Noah's band.
He's a long-running member of the WRIR family.
Yeah, and he's going to be playing.
Published author,
artist, and just general good guy.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but no, I'm just kidding, Noah.
So he's going to be coming in with the Space Pirates, and they're going to play some stuff. And I think they have a brand new 7-inch with Comic Book coming out, and we're going to use that as an incentive at 5 o'clock today. But our incentive right now at $100 will get you Martin Sexton tickets on the 16th at the Jefferson in Charlottesville. So we're still looking for that first person to donate $100. That's like 12 minutes from now, right? So somebody needs to saddle up and do it. So you must call and pay by credit card or walk into the studio with $100 and you'll receive not only the Martin Sexton will call tickets at the Jefferson, but you will also get those other sweet things like a bag and a
So
shirt.
Let's take it higher, people. Let's take it higher.
Oh, you're going to take it higher?
Take it higher.
Oh.
I'm gonna take
All right. We got time for just one more song, and then Micah Medic is going to bring you songs from the big hair, music of the 1980s. And at 5 o'clock, we've got a River City Limits special edition with featuring a live performance of the League of Space Pirates. Mike, you're performing. Is it League of Space Pirates?
Yeah.
You pronounced it right.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
And you're in it, correct?
Yeah, I'm in it too.
All right, so we got.
He's on the cover of the new single.
Are you?
Yeah, she's a star at Elegant Universe.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
See?
Awesome.
It's all connected, man.
It's a family thing.
I love it.
I remember when you were only this tall. Wait a minute, you're still this tall. I just met you.
Yeah. So that's great. This is see how it's all connecting there, Alan?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Right. And I'm sad to say that we've only got time for one song to go.
CeCe's going to replace me, by the way, as far as mic manager. So let's all give a tear for me leaving for an hour.
Yay, Phil!
Perfect.
All right. And CeCe, of course, will be awesome because you guys are like interchangeable. You're like twins. You and CeCe are like me and Gene. Okay, I'm going to roll over here and got one more song. This is Pete, the late, great Peter Green, solo.
Get your detonation on right now.
time can match the feeling. For you.